day.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I hoping that you are having a good day. We have the issues of the day, the events of the day, people are talking about. People are still gagging about Charles Barkley and his Weight Watchers comments. But he was also the host of SNL on Saturday, did the monologue. We've got a few excerpts from that. We've been talking about this young woman, 17-year-old high school senior, who is from someplace in Colorado. I forget where she's from. Not important. The question comes on whether or not she ought to be able to wear what she wants to in her school yearbook photo. The five editors of the yearbook say no. She says, yes, this has become a national story. The interview with her on several television programs, and we've asked you in our poll today at DougSteffen.com whether or not you think public schools ought to be able to dictate what students wear in their school pictures. Now, I'm not sure the question is accurate because the school, as deemed by the authorities that run the yearbook, there are no administrators involved in this decision at all. These are purely student-to-student relationships.
These are her peers, which is even, I think, more meaningful.
Right, sure. It is. Yeah, well, much more meaningful. So the question so far, let's see how this is shaking out. Let's see, maybe they ought to just stick to what the students can't wear. I don't understand how this should the student
so
should public school be able
bikinis,
to dictate what students
they can't wear, yeah.
wear in their school yearbook pictures? A, absolutely, bring back school uniforms. That's what we all say. B, within reason. Mm-hmm. C, maybe. D, no. What happened to freedom of expression and freedom of speech? All right. So far, 38% of you said maybe they should just stick with what students can't wear. I don't. Dictate what that doesn't.
I kind of didn't get that one either. I thought I was alone there, actually.
No. Oh. But yet, that's got more votes than anything else.
So somebody gets
so far.
It.
Yeah, right. Richie, can you just kind of just leave maybe there and take the rest of that out as a possibility on the
sure.
poll question? Can you do that? 27% say within reason. Another 20% said absolutely. That's the bring back school uniforms, et cetera, et cetera. So. What say you? Help yourself. Hundreds of people go to DougSteffen.com every day and have fun with the poll. As a matter of fact, let's see, over the weekend, the question was asked whether or not you'd like to see us interview politicians and pundits in a nonpartisan way. The largest majority said no, at least here. On Facebook, they said yes. So I don't know
right.
what to do. Facebook says yes. Hmm. Poll responders say no. Yes, I would think that younger and more women are following us on Facebook. They would like us to. Older and more men, who are the ones that do the poll at DougSteffen.com, say no. So then how do I weigh? Older slash men say no. Younger slash women say yes. So how do I read that, Richie? How do we, as we put this program together, I was hoping for something that was a manifesto kind of.
I think if we keep the politics totally out of it and stay true to who we are,
yeah.
where we don't try to go abrasive one way or the other, you're wrong, I'm right,
mm-hmm.
and ask politicians what their favorite sandwich is,
yeah.
right.
just so you get to know the mm-hmm. person.
Right, but
I think that's
then
good.
Okay
and I think if
it.
You do it once a week, it's yeah. better than like once a day.
Yes, okay. All right, so we'll work on that.
Plus, I don't think you can be nonpartisan.
Me?
Whatever you think is going to fly out of your head, and somebody's going to disagree with you, and all of a sudden we're going to make enemies.
See, Rich has no faith. He thinks I'm some cretin or Neanderthal that has no brain.
That's pretty much how you describe Rick Santorum.
Pretty much how you do describe Rick. Yeah, that's
see?
Right.
So anybody who supports Rick Santorum,
but you see,
all
but
of
you confuse
like
the
you.
Countdown show with this program. I can easily get away with that.
No. You carry your feelings into
well,
the
that's
show,
what makes this a good radio program because
absolutely.
People know where I am. Passions be darned. For example, one of the things that I'm extraordinarily passionate about, which we'll get into in a moment, the audio from today's video of the day at DougStephan.com focuses on the conversation about our federal debt. So this is a satirical short film. It's about 3 minutes. It breaks it down to your level, and the audio we'll hear in just a matter of moments. Also, later on, Charles Barkley, as I said, with a couple of bits and pieces from him. I'm looking. There are a lot of people who want to blame Obama, and I don't think, first of all, you play the blame game, and it's not all Obama. There certainly are a lot of reasons to be upset, and sort of to keep in mind what Richie just said about us not being political. You can, if you are so focused on blame, then you can certainly find plenty of it to go around all the way around. Question is, how do you fix it when you realize that you go back to 1965, for example, one out of every 50 Americans was on Medicaid. Today, one out of every six is on Medicaid. Mm. So how do you pay for this? And this is the reality that it seems no one wants to deal with. It's that kind of stuff. Plus all these, if you look at the deficit is all attached to non-mandatory spending. What we spend, $2.7 trillion in the budget, I think it's 2.7. That is all stuff that's mandated by bills that are currently in force, laws that are currently in force. Everything else over that, which we're spending up to the 3.4 trillion or whatever it is all discretionary spending. So there are those, okay, just pay what we have to pay and never mind the discretionary spending. So that leaves the defense budget at zero. Because that's a discretionary bill. There's no mandate. We have to spend X number of dollars on the military. There's a mandate. You must have Medicare. You must have Social Security. You must have this and you must have that. And you have to follow through on certain laws that have been passed, and they require funding. So, and by the way, as much as I'm happy to point the finger at various administrations, Congress, remember, has the final authority on what gets spent. You know that, right? That's the way it works. They are the ones that put it up. The president has to sign off on it, but if it doesn't get through Congress, it doesn't get spent. So that's something also to keep in mind. So the federal debt limit conversation coming up next here on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
You've heard us all talk a lot. We are not the only ones who have talked about this, but this is a national problem, a national discussion, and it has not to do with politics. It has to do with intelligence and how we curb our appetite, because we all want something. Half the country is getting some kind of government dole. So the satirical film that's at DougStephan.com today about the federal debt limit has audio attached to it, and that's what we are going to hear right now.
What can I do for you today?
I would like to raise my debt limit.
Excuse me?
My debt limit. I'd like to raise it.
Because the last time I checked, Mr. Smith, you were in serious debt.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Figure we should raise that limit.
Yeah, it says here you're $140,270 in debt.
Right. So I figured we should raise that limit to about $170,000. I just bought a 60-inch flat screen. Have you ever been to Australia?
No.
Leaving tomorrow, mate.
You should check it out. Great parasailing.
Do you have some new income that I don't know about?
No, I'm still making about $21,000 a year.
Huh. Okay. And are you still spending $38,000 a year?
That's what it says.
So you're adding $17,000 a year in debt.
Wow, is that what it comes out to? Debt limit going up. Ding!
Have you made any cuts in your expenses?
Oh, of course, yes. My wife and I cut $380 out of our annual budget. It's $380. Brutal.
Huh. Okay, so you're adding $17,000 a year to your $140,000 in debt, and you cut $380.
Well, you say it like that, it makes it not sound like a lot.
Hey, maybe you should think about generating some new income. Maybe a new job. Maybe ask for that raise.
Oh, asking for that raise. That's not... I'm not comfortable. That's an awkward conversation. I've always been able to raise my debt limit.
Yeah, well, this is a little different.
Well, how?
We're in the middle of a recession, and your credit rating will plummet if you continue to go along this path.
I almost had it.
You don't see how bad this is, do you?
I cut my budget by $380. Are you kidding?
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. We can't help you.
Leave us a little life.
I'm very sorry.
My wife is going to lose it.
Been there.
I mean, $380 was bad enough. I mean, this is going to end our marriage. We stopped talking to each other for a month. The baby was totally freaked out.
Wait. You have kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Nightmare.
All right. Our kid's a blessing. I mean, she's got plenty of time to deal with all this, right?
Absolutely.
Are we all set?
You're all set.
All right. Let's go, kiddo. We got to meet Mommy at the car store. Here we go. I think this is yours.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Hey.
Okay.
So, there's...
The message is pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty down to the bottom line. A message. And how many of you find yourself in the same situation? But the end is the hooker when the information
right.
about children, it's all about the kids. And that's what these people use. They keep using that with you. Oh,
well,
you have
it's
to...
true. We're laying it on the kids. We're laying the debt on
no.
the kids.
No. Well, I'm not even... But the spending oftentimes, the justification is we have to do it for the children. Got to support NPR for the children. We got to throw more money into education for the children. It's all about the children. The children are going to have to pay. And so where does that leave them and their children? And their children's children. And their children's children's children.
Up the creek.
And the children's 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 children. And then, you get the idea. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Yeah.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Joan Baez, we celebrated something else with this. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about Joan Baez, and I think we played this song.
Yeah. All right, anyway, it's a good song. And Joan Baez has certainly made her, she has a significant impact on the world of pop folk music. Political activist, though, has gotten her into trouble here and there with some of the folks who would be otherwise fans. Born this day, 1941, Joan Baez is 71 today. Let's see if we can find some more people. Herbert Long, remember him? His real name is Herbert Charles Angelo Kukovicic Schluter-Pachau.
And who might that be?
Wow, he was shortened it.
He was in the Pink Panther movies. Have you, you're a little short guy who played the Frenchman. You recognize him if you saw him.
Yeah, okay.
He was also in Spartacus and War and Peace and The Seventh Veil. Born in the state, 1917, so he is 90, what is he, 93 today? 94.
We got to him.
Yeah, right, exactly. Before he ran out of time. Next up on the list, Scott Walker. He's one of the two Walker bros. They had big, heavy voices and did a lot of pop music in the 60s and the 70s. It's a great song. You should crank this up, do
you? You say so.
Now, you don't think this is a good song? Oh, this is a great song. Cause breaking up is so very hard. This is real, if there's such a thing as hardcore pop music. Now, this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got a different taste than me. He's 69 today. Judith Krantz, the author of Scruples, won the state in 1928. Bat-Stah, who Bat-Stah. Pro Football Hall of Famer. His new name is Brian Bartlett. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. I got you on that one, Richie.
Former Baltimore
MVP.
Colt.
Yep, Green Bay Packer, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of Super Bowls. His birthday, this date, 1934. Dick Engberg. Who is still doing NBC Sports, is
Mr.
he not?
NBC, he's running NBC Sports.
Is he?
Actually, I think he just retired, though.
Did he?
Yeah. Last year, actually.
No, that was Dick Engberg.
Emersol. Or
yeah, Emersol.
Emersol.
Right,
yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right. And his daughter's son died in a plane crash or something.
Yeah.
Wife.
Yeah, there
that's
you
right.
go.
Okay.
All right, Jimmy Page's birthday is today, Richie. Hey, mama said the way you move, guitarist with Led Zeppelin. Make you known for Stairway to Heaven, Whole Lot 11, the Immigrant Song.
Oh, the Immigrant Song.
I like that. Black Dog from Zeppelin. He's 68 today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, who else we got here? The actress, Scott, wait a minute, I think we made a mistake here.
Well, then let's go to Buster Poindexter.
Ooh, yeah. Yes, please.
Pick that up there. David Johansen with Buster Poindexter. See, everybody thinks that Buster Poindexter is the name of an individual, the name of a group of people together, right?
Hot. I thought it was a, how do you call it, a nom de plume.
You think?
Yeah,
David Johansen is also Buster Poindexter?
Yes.
Who is Buster Poindexter? Why do I know that name?
David Johansen.
Oh, thank you, Rich. That's very helpful. Crystal Gale, her real name is Brenda Gale Webb. Gonna make my brown eyes blue.
And don't it make my brown eyes
sister. You knew that, right? Crystal Gale?
Yes.
Born in the state 1951, that long, beautiful hair.
Ew, that needs to be cut.
Great voice. That's
got little things hiding in it.
Oh, come on. Lance Hoppin, bass player for Orleans, is 58 today. Still the one. Yep. Okay, I think you're right about David Johansen. I'm just doing a little scattering around here.
I'm glad
his real name is Buster Poindexter. You're right about that. Right, thank you. Where are we now? We have, what's next? Carl Bell, guitarist with Fuel, 45 today. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking,
along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big
on brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Doug's having a good day. Doug's wandering around his palatial palace in California. There, we'll be back in just 1 second. But another celebrity has given birth to a baby with a weird name. And I don't know what it is with these people, why they feel they can't name their kids like Jimmy and Bob and Beth and Timmy and Roberta and Jennifer. But Jen, who's the new proud mommy and daddy?
It's Beyonce and Jay-Z. And what's funny is she was that far along because she just announced her pregnancy not too long ago. But she had the baby yesterday, or actually I think on Saturday. And the baby's name was Blue Ivy.
Why?
Or no, Blue Ivy Blue. Ivy. I'm sorry. Ivy Blue. Ivy Blue Carter.
Ivy's not bad. Yeah, Ivy.
Interesting. Okay. Ivy Blue sounds to me like a superhero that has like snakes coming out of their head.
I don't understand.
Or a paint color.
Why do they have to give them some unique name, though?
Wait, no, it is Blue Ivy. I was right. Okay, so it's Blue Ivy, not Ivy Blue. Blue Ivy.
Why do they have to give them some unique name? Why can't they just name them Jennifer?
I don't know. Ivy would be better. I mean, at least Ivy's kind of, you know. But Blue? And blue is
but
bad.
But you live there. You understand that place. What is going on with these people?
Well, they're actually in Manhattan. But, I don't know. I think they want something to be different in show-stopping, like Apple. Or, I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. I don't know. They're very creative. You know, actors are the creative type.
And they apparently, and I didn't think you could do this, like a hotel, bought the whole fourth floor of the hospital that they were in.
Yeah.
They cordoned off a wing of the hospital.
Yep. Who's this?
Yep, they can do
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, for the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? They got the whole fourth floor of the
hospital.
Oh,
for privacy. Absolutely.
They're very super private. Beyonce and Jay-Z are very private.
And they're very super rich.
Very super rich, so they can afford to do all that. I mean, even with their wedding, they didn't tell guests where they were going. They just picked them up and took them to this rooftop, and they had a no-fly zone. I mean, just they go to extremes.
How do they get a no-fly zone for them?
A fireworks permit.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds pretty cool. So her husband is Jay-Z. What's his real name?
Jay-Z. I don't know. I know his last name is Carter.
Nope.
I know. Yeah, I have no idea. So.
Not even close.
It's not anybody? Zimmerman?
No. It's 800-510-8255. What? His first name begins with an S. His last name begins with a C.
I thought for sure it was Zimmerman.
Nope. Nothing to do. It doesn't sound anything like, nothing like Jay-Z. They named the child using his last name. She's married and has his last name. Has taken his last name as well. So, help yourself. You can figure that out. 800-510-8255. It's 23 minutes before the hour. Thank you, Rich, for covering. I go back every once in a while when I'm distracted for a few minutes or I have to do something and I can't get back on time to the way Bruce Williams, God love him, used to do that. He would have people visit him in the studio over the course of his career, which was almost 40 years on the radio. He recorded, or his producer recorded, over 4,000 conversations. And you know that Bruce had a different kind of a program, caller-driven. You could plug in those calls. In the last couple of years of his program, he went through most of them all over again. But if he was busy and it came back from, let's say, we call it in the radio business, the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour. So after news is over, a couple of commercials play, you're supposed to go back on the air. And if you're not there, I'm fortunate because I have Richie and Roberta and Jennifer to take care of things. And they wouldn't mention that I wasn't there, although sometimes they do. But then they carry the ball and it's fine. Well, Bruce only was Bruce. So these calls that he had, and they were all evergreen calls, and they all could have been 1969, 1978, 1985, right. 1990.
Is it a good idea to sell my house and use the money in other investments?
Yeah. So he'd go on for 3 or 4 minutes. Fine, that call's over. Next call started. Hey, how you doing? You know how he was. How's Vanilla today? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I love
just,
Bruce.
Never knew. I mean, the show, be listening to something 7 years old. And
nobody would know.
Right.
How weird is it, though, if, like, your dad called in and then your dad was dead, and then you happen to be listening to Bruce Williams' show and hear your dad?
Uh-huh. Happens all the time.
That's kind of weird.
He's alive.
Yeah. He's alive! But how do you know that? You're only using first names. It's not my dad.
Yeah, you hear the voice.
Fred Flintstone is on. Anyway, I just was making note of that as we move into the other zone that we're in here, and that is the essence of what happens when, under the circumstances here, we have all this attention being given to the budget, to the deficit, and to what we do about it. And I think that this is the birthplace of some great ideas, so I would just ask you to sort of mull around your head, maybe tomorrow, Richie, at some point in time. And I say this because a lot of people who listen to this program for maybe an hour, and then they are in work or whatever, and they come back and they download another hour, because you can download any hour of the program, anytime, and pick up on the discussion. So maybe an appropriate discussion, a serious discussion, is not, again, pointing fingers at who's to blame, because it doesn't fix anything. This audio that we just played a little bit of, if you didn't hear it all, go to the video of the day at DougStephan.com and just watch and listen to the discussion. A couple of professional actors. You recognize the guy who's at the bank. I forget what his name is as an actor, but you recognize him. And the story is basically built around what goes on in your life. Can you just raise the debt limit? I can't. Richie, you probably can't.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta, only have so many. We all only have so much money we can borrow, and the bank says, stop.
Right.
Not the case.
Banks won't even lend me money.
Yeah, right. It's been a tough couple of years for that, for people, especially if we're self-employed.
So if you're self-employed and your assets are in real estate, forget it.
Yeah. And they're happy
to come. Don't want to know you.
But they're happy to. The
all your assets are in real estate.
Yeah,
that's right.
As much
they don't
money
want to know you.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is food for thought. And again, a lot of the people that are focusing on the president are failing to understand, or they just, because they so dislike Obama, it's all his fault. The spending is approved by Congress, so it is something that all around is a serious problem. And I think that's where you have to. There are huge cuts that are necessary. One of the reasons I'm running for town meeting in my community is for the same. This is a good exercise. See, I'm trying to put my money where my mouth is, Richie, or put myself in. I keep saying, everybody's got to get involved. So I decided we have three really serious problems in the town where I have lived all of my life in Massachusetts. Very serious problems.
What are they?
One of them is the tax rate, which has been set, and it favors commercial and not the individual property owner, and so people's bills have gone up, some of them 17, 18, 19%, 24%, wacko, and everybody's bananas. And thanks to the local blog, the town blog, people are now learning things they never would have learned before because the local newspaper is in bed with the politicians. They mm-hmm. report what the politicians tell them, and they don't ask any questions. It's press release journalism, which is a problem pretty much for all the news media these days. So we're getting the information firsthand from people. It started with a guy who was a former town meeting member exposing all of this stuff. When people got their bills, they said, what in the world's wrong here? And then the way they do things has been exposed, and the public is outraged, as well they ought to be. So there's that. There's the way the town handled the request that was made by me try to protect the land, the farm that I own. I wasn't asking for anything, and they just made a mess of it. Plus the fact the town at this point in time is in such bad, I never thought I would say this because I've been sort of a traditionalist. It's time for the town to become a city so that there are people who are actually, you have 200 town meeting members, they're not really accountable for anything. And the locals don't watch them that closely. You got to have a city council and a mayor so that you can actually know who's making what decisions. You whittle it down. I am a big proponent of representative democracy, and that's not what we have anymore on any level. We don't have it on the local level. We don't have it on the state level. You don't have it on the federal level because money has corrupted the system. So the first thing, and I'm going to run for selectman in the town next year, and the first thing people will ask is, well, where can I send my donations? I'm not taking any of your money because I'd be a complete hypocrite if I did. I'm not, and anybody.
So how will you get your word out?
Well, I can. Listen.
Instead of taking money, you should ask people to do social media marketing for you.
That's a good idea.
Promote you on their Facebook page.
Right. But you know,
in
that's
the
very
town,
good.
Put signs up.
I'm very the social aspect of the dairy. One of the guys who gave me a signature said, you're getting easily. I said, why is that? He said, because of all the people who are running, you have the number one name recognition. Because everybody knows because of the farm, not because of my radio work. People don't even know, for the most part, that I do the radio program. There are very few people who know that side of what I'm doing. The locals all look upon me, the newer locals who don't know me from, you know, having been around in town for all of my life, they see the farm as the reason for me to be known. And the farm, everybody's paying mm-hmm. attention to the farm because it's the last one of its kind for miles in any direction. And everybody wants to save it except some of the people at town meeting that don't seem to get it. So, anyway, that's you asked the question, Richie. That's my answer. I think that people need to be more involved. Even though I want the town meeting form of government to go away, I think while it's there, you get into it. And so my children both said to me, Dad, you have no time for this. And I said, you know what? It is worth it for me to make the time. Because it doesn't really take, you know, there are four or five meetings a year. The town meeting gets together for 3-4 hours And I think that the time is well worth it to do something. I think it's time that people stop just complaining about everything and do something about it. And that's something that has left the scenario of how we live in this country doesn't include participation for the most part. You think you're a hero if you vote in the final election. You're a boob if that's all you do. you need to be at least involved in the primary process, which is what we're involved in now. So whatever state you live in, you better make sure that you are registered to vote, because your vote in November isn't worth much. It really isn't, because the Electoral College and all that stuff, where your vote really counts is in the primary, where you can make a difference deciding what kind of candidate you want to have run. You don't have that choice. Two people, that's it, for president. That's a lousy choice, especially given what we've seen for the last, at least the last 10 years anyway. The last two have been, and we thought that about Clinton until he got in, and they did a pretty good job. Not so with the prior two, so... It's time for you to kind of get yourself into the system, and talking and complaining about it doesn't carry the day. It doesn't do any good. There's some kind of action that's necessary. That's why I've been so supportive of the protest movement, because the protesters, once again, the news media, you know how we all complain. Richie, you sort of fall into this trap with the what they call the Occupy Wall Street movement, suggesting that it's all one group of people trying to get across one idea, which is far from the truth. Not even close to being.
The people that I see talking all want the same thing.
Yeah, but that's because the people that you're listening to are covering it from that angle, because their bent is to discredit them because they think they're all Michael Moore. And they aren't.
I'm a pretty wide red person when it comes to the news and the internet.
You and I have a different take on it then.
Because you want to have your take and I want to have my take.
Ah.
And we can't have our take and eat it too.
Really? That's very good, Richie. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about the happiest place on Earth. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit an island, and everyone in these islands were civilized. They had all the modern conveniences. And then when I began to talk to them, I said, how do you enjoy life? They said, we love it. Now, bear in mind, there's only 3,000 people that live on this island, which also happens to be its own country. They never lock the doors at night. They never have any crime. They have no drug problems. It is, in fact, the happiest place on Earth. On the other hand, it's probably one of the loneliest. Imagine being on an island, your own country, only 3,000 people. The population growth is very, very small. Will you be happy or not? Here's the message behind all of this. Sometimes there are trade-offs in life. Would you like to live that way? Then, of course, we can. Are there trade-offs that you would like to have in your life to make it even better for you? This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quick sand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the anniversary of Clara Peller being on television for the first time. What was her line? Jennifer?
Oh, I know.
No idea.
Oh, shoot.
Roberta?
Don't know. Don't know.
Richie?
Where's the bee?
You got it. Clara Peller. First seen on television.
So cute.
She was paid $8 million to do that, by the way. In case
oh,
you
man.
Know. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not one, but two debates this past weekend ahead of the big primary tomorrow. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, a weekend of campaigning and debate, the focus of attention on the state of New Hampshire, which holds its first-in-the-nation primary tomorrow following last week's caucuses in Iowa. Two Republican presidential debates were held over the weekend. One was Saturday night, the other yesterday morning on NBC's Meet the Press. All the New Hampshire polls indicate a big lead for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who said voters in that state know him well.
People have watched me over my term as governor and saw that I was a solid conservative and that I brought important change to Massachusetts.
But former House Speaker Newt Gingrich took issue with Romney calling himself a conservative, Gingrich describing the frontrunner this way.
A relatively timid Massachusetts moderate.
And Gingrich had more where that came from. After Romney gave a lengthy answer to a question about why he had only one term as governor, Gingrich said this.
I realize the red light doesn't mean anything to you because you're the frontrunner. But can we drop a little bit of the pious baloney?
Among the other candidates, you had former Utah Governor John Huntsman, who spent virtually no time in Iowa, spending lots of money and time instead in New Hampshire. He answered Mitt Romney's criticism of him serving as U.S. ambassador to China in the Obama administration.
He criticized me while he was out raising money for serving my country in China. Yes, under a Democrat, like my two sons are doing in the United States Navy. They're not asking what political affiliation the president is.
As mentioned, tomorrow tomorrow is the big day, the New Hampshire primary, which actually begins just past midnight as tonight turns into tomorrow morning, the nine residents of tiny New Hampshire hamlet Dixville Notch will cast the first ballots. It's an open primary, voters of all parties being able to take part. Dixville Notch has two Democrats, three Republicans, and four undeclared voters, and every 4 years, Dixville Notch receives their 15 minutes of fame. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for SnowCountry.com, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs. Family fun guaranteed. Go to Smuggs.com today. Colder temperatures and a touch of fresh snow to the eastern mountains still making all the difference. Just what Chuck found in Vermont at Sugarbush.
A trip to Lincoln Peak at Sugarbush did a lot to deliver that look and feel of winter that we want so much. It snowed the whole time, and lots of snow guns and snow towers were piling up the snow, too. Skiing the Blue Cruisers had plenty of powdery snow on a hard, fast surface. I'm Chuck Devine at Sugarbush.
Whiteface in the Adirondacks close to four dozen runs, while Jack Frost in the Poconos at 14 trails, Hidden Valley nearby with about 15 runs. Into Utah, Park City rides the packed powder and up over 50 trails, while the Deer Valley over 60 runs. And they have some softening packed powder snow thanks to some recent snow. The same for the canyons with about four dozen runs. Get lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street after stocks closed out the first week of 2012 with gains. The Dow actually off 56 points last Friday to 12,360. S&P was down 3. NASDAQ gaining 4 points. Crude oil prices lost 25 cents a barrel, finishing last week at $101.56. Important recall to tell you about. Some popular over-the-counter drugs produced by Novartis are being recalled due to quality control concerns. The drugs include Excedrin, No-Dose, Bufferin, and Gas-X. The company's saying the move comes after consumer complaints of chipped and broken pills and inconsistent bottle packaging. Novartis says the drugs affected by the recall are Excedrin and No-Dose caplets with expiration dates of December 20th, 2014 or earlier. Bufferin and Gas-X with expiration dates of December 20th, 2013 or earlier also affected. More information expected to be posted later today on the company's website, NovartisOTC.com. Closing notes. First, business at the box office this past weekend.
Maria, I'm your daughter.
What do you have to say to that?
Yikes. The exorcism film The Devil Inside, a low-budget shocker, receiving some of the worst reviews any movie has received in years. Zero stars from many critics, but what do they know? $34.5 million, number one in theaters in its first weekend of release for a movie that cost just $1 million to make, leading many critics to react this way. All right, that's enough. And finally, nobody knows yet if the Mayans are right about 2012 being our last year on Earth, but we can say this year will be one of the longest. In addition to the extra day we get with Leap Day, February 29th, we'll also get an extra second. The International Earth Rotation and Reference System Service will add a leap second as the clock strikes midnight on June 30th in order to keep up with the Earth's rotation. Basically, it's the atomic clock keeping up with the solar clock. But the question is, how to spend that extra second? I'm going to have to give that some thought. Give me a second. I guess that's it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.